This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to decide soon as Tuesday on whether to extend an August 31st deadline to airlift Americans and their allies to safety. That is according to Reuters, who cites an administration official as saying Monday that the president would decide within 24 hours whether to extend the timeline. Reuters said some White House advisors were arguing against extending the deadline for security reasons. Biden has a virtual G7 meeting Tuesday, the seven nations with the world's largest economies. He could signal his intentions at that meeting. Reuters reported that the Taliban said foreign forces have not sought an extension and that it would not be granted if they did. White House officials said Monday that they are in a daily contact with the Taliban. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters that those talks concern, in his words, every aspect of what's going on in Kabul right now. Sullivan said about 16,000 people were flown out of Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul Sunday and Monday. Concerning the deadline, Sullivan said the president is taking this day by day and will make his determinations as we go. In an interview with Britain's Sky News, Taliban spokesman Suhail Shaheen said that the U.S. extends the deadline, in his words. That means that they're extending occupation. He said such an action would provoke a reaction. Residents in the U.S. Northeast began cleaning up the damage caused by Tropical Storm Henri, whose remnants continue to bring rain to the region that rarely gets a direct hit from a southern-generated storm. The storm downgraded to a tropical depression. It was located Monday evening over Massachusetts and was expected to be back at sea by Tuesday morning.